The KDKA Morning News with Larry Richard and John Shumway.
You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is KDKA. I'm Larry Richard. John Shumway off this morning. He'll be back early next week. And we are excited to talk to, well, any professor at Carnegie Mellon University knows a lot more than I do about whatever the subject is. In this case, Professor of Robotics Yasser Shaikh, to talk about a computer that reads body language on our Disk Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Professor, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thank you for having me on.
I guess because you're so close to it, you know, and the people here in Pittsburgh realize there's something going on at Carnegie Mellon University all the time that's always on the cutting edge, robotics, computers, and other things, but this latest wrinkle, so a computer that reads your body language, what would we use that for?
Yes, so Carnegie Mellon really is a special place, but the this technology could have fairly wide implications. So think about machines that can help us diagnose conditions like autism, dyslexia, other behavioral disorders, help parents and practitioners track therapy for such conditions. There are other applications in that'll change the way we interact with machines. So instead of using them as tools like we do currently, they would actually be able to see what we mean when we gesture. And there are a whole host of games, sports analytics, a bunch of other applications like that could also be enabled.
So medical applications and entertainment applications, great combo. How close is this to being reality?
It's not 20 years off, but it's still quite a few years off. It's still maybe a couple of years. The step we've taken is to allow specialists in the medical industry and the entertainment industry to actually access these signals. So whenever we communicate with one another, it's not just through our voice, but through the gestures we make with our body, the expressions we use with our faces. So far before this, computers have been largely blind to them. With our kind of development, we've taken a step towards giving machines access to those signals too.
So you're taking this show on the road to Honolulu. Presumably people from around the world will see the Computer Vision and Pattern Recognition Conference. That's a pretty unique gathering of minds.
Yeah, it's one of the premier conferences in computer vision, which is the scientific discipline of getting machines to see. And we're excited, of course, it's always exciting to go to Hawaii, but we're excited to go there. And we're going to be showing a real-time system that we've developed. In addition to developing it, we've actually open sourced the code as well to share it with the public, to encourage folks to use it and develop new exciting things we haven't even thought of yet.
What's it like to be that smart, Professor? I mean, what do you do in your downtime? How do you detach from all of this mind work that you do?
No, so I would say it's not me who's smart. It's the secret is to surround yourself with people who are smarter than you. And that's exactly what happens at CMU. We have some of the most brilliant students and researchers in the world who come here, and it's really a special place for that reason.
Well, the prospects are very exciting, especially when it comes to, diagnosis and rehabilitation for autism and the spectrum and dyslexia and depression and a whole litany of things that could help humanity. I appreciate the work that you guys do every day. And you told me you're originally from Pakistan. You've been here for about 11 years. How do you like Pittsburgh?
I love the city. It's I always say the people in Pittsburgh are very proud, but they're also very welcoming. And I find that to be really kind of a great place to be. I love the culture. I love the history in the city.
Well, we appreciate you and your presence and being on the show. And good luck in Honolulu.
Thank you, Larry. Have a good day.
Professor Yasser Shaikh, Professor of Robotics, Carnegie Mellon University on our Disk Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.